102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP.
Explain
that. Well, Kanye said he's the greatest living rock star, and Corey Taylor from Slipknot came out yesterday and was like, listen, you're not the greatest living rock star.
Right. And either
and
is,
so, of course, but, the obvious thing is, who
either,
is?
Either is Corey Taylor.
Right. He didn't say he was either, though. So, to his credit, he was just saying, listen.
Who is the greatest, still doing it and current and active and that
living.
Kind of thing? Or
nope.
They
who's
were,
the greatest living rock star? I mean, interpret it how you want.
I think you have to. I think if you say, if you bring it to the now, to do still doing it, it would be Dave Grohl.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to guys that are still alive but don't really do it that often anymore, and you want to tell me Robert Plant or something along those lines.
What about Mick Jagger, currently on tour? What about McCartney?
No, stop it.
What?
McCartney's not a rock star. McCartney's a musician. McCartney's a musician, and McCartney still draws crowds, and stuff, but he's not like
greatest living rock star.
See, but we gotta focus that it's too broad.
We'll talk about it next. 102.3 WBAB, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. The greatest living rock star line comes from Kanye West announcing what a week ago or something that he was the greatest living rock star.
But he and he meant it.
As he tried to sing Bohemian Rhapsody.
But he meant in an active. Like, that's out there, that's doing it and all the other stuff. Right. And I'm like, and if you're telling me that's it, who's out there still doing it that captures the biggest audience, that sells the most tickets, mm-hmm. that captures all the headlines, it would be Dave Grohl. But if you're telling me it's like a baseball player and you'd say, you know, Willie Mays, there's numbers that can back that up. Mm-hmm. You know, I can go back and look at stats and be like, yep, according to this, Willie Mays is the guy. With rock stars.
But it's still an opinion. Many people would not say it was Willie Mays. They could come up with somebody else. I mean, it's just, you know, there's, if you look at it like this, if everybody who's alive, who used to play rock, does play rock, wants to play rock, sat around as a crowd and decided who's the greatest living rock star, who would they put up on that stage? Would they leave McCartney in the crowd? No, he'd be on the stage as one of the most popular choices of the crowd. Like, think of it like that. I don't think Dave Grohl makes the stage. As the greatest living rock star,
well, he's
because
got,
you still have.
But you got to give him his. You got to give him again.
You got to give him credit for being live right now
right.
in one of the
like same thing with A-Rod.
Best bands A-Rod the last 30 years.
A-Rod would be maybe in the discussion, but he's not going to be there yet. Dave Grohl's got 20 some odd years left to go do it. 30 years left to go do it.
Maybe.
Compared to
right.
these guys,
right?
I mean, Dave Grohl's probably 47, 48 years old. Mm-hmm. Mick Jagger's, what, 112?
Yeah.
You know,
I think he's 72 or 73.
So I think we kind of got to. Are you saying so that's ever done it? That's still alive?
Yes.
And, all right.
And
so how far
Mick
is this
Jagger's,
conversation going to go then? It's going to go Mick
Robert
Jagger,
Plant's
Robert Plant.
Age works against him. Robert
Why?
Plant's solo career might work against him a little bit because Jagger's doing bigger tours. Ozzy could be in the discussion, but may not be as big because he's commercially not as big as Jagger or McCartney.
So then what's the criteria? But what I'm saying is how
your opinion. Have an opinion and back it up. That's what my criteria is. My opinion is McCartney, and I back it up with the guy has done rock and roll bigger than anybody, and he may be 70-whatever now, but he's the greatest living rock star.
He hasn't done it bigger than anybody. He hasn't done it bigger as long as the Stones.
What are you talking about? Of course he has.
Stadium tour after stadium tour after stadium tour after stadium tour after stadium tour?
McCartney's career has been viable for just as long. He's been around forever. He's done solo. He's had a couple bands. I mean, he's been big forever.
I give you silly love songs.
The guy can sell out big hit.
Silly love songs. I can't give it to
McCartney can do Central Park on his own.
All right.
Tell me he can't. Of course he can.
Dude, Hailstorm is playing Central Park.
Not like McCartney would. McCartney would draw a couple 100,000 people. Come on. It's simple. Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Who is the greatest living rock star? Kanye brought it up like probably almost a week ago. Corey Taylor from Slipknot reinforced that, Kanye, you're definitely not the greatest living rock star. Hi, BAB. You want to add one to our McCartney, Jagger, Plant type list? Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Listen, let me ask you a question. Can you put Bono in that mix?
I hope not.
Hey, if that's your opinion, why not? That guy's been doing it forever.
The guy does everything. I mean, he's an activist. I'm not going to say politician, but, I mean, the guy does it all. He's been around a long time. Not as long as Jagger and Plant,
right.
But, I mean, everybody, I don't think there's a person on this planet that would not recognize him if he walked in.
Well, I don't think there's a person
that's
on this planet that wouldn't recognize any of the names we've thrown around. Any
that's
of them.
That's true.
You know,
well, plants in Africa might be a little less recognizable.
Dude, plants last three records of anything he's done, four records, is all African influence. He'd probably walk around there like a king.
Hey, Bono should be in the mix. I don't know if he can, if he has the
by now,
ability to beat a Jagger
Plant
or a
Plant is
McCartney.
Probably like the lion whisperer over there.
He might be. Hey, thanks. Good job.
Thanks, guys.
I just don't, I still don't understand. I know the conversation we're having, but mm-hmm. I don't understand how we get the answer. It's all opinion.
It is opinion. And by the group of us giving opinions, maybe we'll come to even a top three we can even discuss,
on
we
principle,
can even decide on.
I can't agree with anything you say. It would go against the whole fiber of the show.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, as big as he was, David Bowie probably isn't even in our discussion of who's the greatest living rock star.
I mean, keyword there is was.
955-WBAB. It's up to your opinion and who you think the greatest living rock star is. BAB, who do you got? Go ahead.
So for greatest living rock star, you got to give it to Ozzy, right?
I think Ozzy's got to be in the mix. But
Ozzy plays to half the audience of a McCartney or the Stones or Led Zeppelin. Half.
Yeah, but I think you guys are looking at it kind of wrong. I mean, Led Zeppelin doesn't do anything anymore, and Plant doesn't even like to like acknowledge it, but like Ozzy also has had like the rock star persona and totally slays on stage and embodies like rock and roll,
but so does
way
Keith
more than like Paul McCartney does.
I agree with you there, but so does Keith Richards,
right?
Well, yeah,
and but here's what
that's interesting,
thanks for the call. And I think where he was going in is like, if we're looking for the rock star,
mm-hmm.
when you say rock star, right, I feel like sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And when you say sex, drugs, and rock and roll,
right,
like you talk death defying. And when you talk death defying, I feel like you got Keith Richards, Ozzy, maybe Joe Perry or something, but like he's.
BAB. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Who is the greatest living rock star, which is complete opinion, and however you look at it. Kanye West brought it up. Corey Taylor from Slipknot mentioned it again yesterday. Like, Kanye, you are definitely not the greatest living rock star. So who is?
Right.
It's not Corey Taylor from Slipknot. You look at it a lot by who's selling tickets. I look at it a lot as the history of the person, no matter how old they are.
I'll say this.
Which is kind of how baseball does it.
You want to go see a show that puts on an absolute spectacle?
Yes.
Go see Slipknot.
Absolutely.
Dude, I saw that show. I didn't know where to look.
There's
a
so
guy.
Much going on,
there's a
right?
guy playing a keg with a baseball bat. There's another guy just blowing stuff up. There's a guy with turntables that are flipping upside down. He's gonna fall over and break his skull. Stuff's blowing up all over the place. Right. And Corey's got this mask on. And he's
they're all wearing masks with weird freaking noses.
Yeah. Oh, what do you do for a living? I'm a musician. Oh, really? What instrument do you play? I play the keg with a baseball bat.
Text from Billy Mac, Private Eye. What about Billy Joel selling out the Garden 65 times? Banging chicks half his age, he says. It's a good point. Hey, BAB, go ahead. What do you got?
Yeah, I disagree with everything you guys are saying.
Good.
None of those bands, Led Zeppelin, they're not even around. They're playing songs from 40 years ago.
Right.
When you go to a Kanye West concert, he's living in 2015. He's not playing songs from 40 or 50
right.
years ago.
Oh, really?
Really?
So what did he... Hold on. What did he just make headlines playing at Glastonbury last week?
What did he play? A cover song. One cover song, but that's not his...
Oh, but he's living in 2015. He's not playing songs from 40 years ago. I do believe he just made headlines because he f***ed up Bohemian Rhapsody.
You guys are talking about... Those fans didn't sell records in the 1980s. How can they be the greatest living rock stars when they're not even doing anything outside of playing live concerts?
So go ahead. Who is it?
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't know who 16-year-olds are listening to.
Pick one.
Well, if
I don't know. I'm 42. Yeah, the Rolling Stones are. But they're drawing from a bigger audience. 60-year-old and 50-year-old people are not going to listen to Napalm Death or a band kids are listening to today.
Do you think at 70 years old, at 60-something years old, Kanye West is going to be selling out stadiums?
Been around a long time. He's been around a while.
At
he's had
six...
one hit after another.
So you're telling me
it's 2015 and he's having these hits.
So then who is the greatest living rock star? Go for it.
I don't know.
Come on, get out on the limb. What's wrong with you? Have an opinion.
I don't want to be mention an old person because what about the young guys out there?
Then don't, because that's what I said. My first answer was Dave Grohl, but then it was like it wasn't
about go along with Dave Grohl. I'd say Dave Grohl. Right now, Dave Grohl.
Okay, you finally had an opinion. Thank you.
Yeah, like pulling teeth. I disagree with everything.
And he had to have your opinion.
I disagree with everything you say. I have no opinion. I agree with you on Dave Grohl.
Oh, good for you.
That was the beginning, middle, and end of that conversation.
And he has so much passion for not being decided.
Right. That guy calls in every once in a while just to break balls.
Yeah.
Just to twist the screws, which is fine. I still don't think we're any closer to an answer.
Can we narrow it down to just three even? Is 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Who's the greatest living rock star? It was a discussion we've been having for a while. Of course, Plant is in there. This guy's got one. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
All right, JP. You guys just sent me to see the greatest rock and roll band. It's got to be the Stones and Keith and Mick.
All right. There was our grand prize winner. And after seeing the Stones, great show. He votes for Jagger or Keith Richards, I guess.
All right.
So let's see if we can narrow this down next.
This conversation was your idea.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out a way to wrap it up.
All right. We'll narrow it down next from all the calls we've gotten from you guys. 955-WBAB.
Sure we will.
Greatest living rock star comes to a conclusion next.
Right.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP.
No, it won't.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Kanye West brought it up like a week ago, and it's really hard to narrow down the greatest living rock star.
All right, so here's my thing.
But I think I found a way.
In order to be called the greatest, go ahead. Let me hear
No,
it.
Go ahead.
In order to be called greatest, you have to have done it for a long time.
Okay.
You know? And as much as I want to say Grohl is like, you know, in the conversation, I think two DJs having this conversation 20 years from now, I think he will be in the conversation.
Right.
But I don't think he's there now.
That was my problem in the beginning with it. He's biggest at the
but
second.
When we first started talking about it, I kind of thought you meant like doing it right now, and it's in earnest doing it right now. If you got it, are we narrowing it down to one, or are we doing
I don't think it's possible to make it one, but I was thinking, what if we narrow it down either by like almost decades, so that I think everybody would feel comfortable with, say, the five that are for the last five decades.
So who's sitting out? Because you're going to give the 60s, you're going to give that to
McCartney. 70 is the Jagger. And, of course, Ozzy sits out there.
And so does Plant.
Right. 80s to Axl. They were so big.
Late 80s, yeah.
90s to Hetfield. Metallica, so big. And all of these have lived the rock star life.
Yeah.
I don't think you can argue against. They've all done drugs. They've all had multiple wives, girlfriends, slept with women, whatever. They've all lived the life. Probably all thrown TVs out of hotel windows.
Okay.
And they've all had sales and big stadium shows and that kind of stuff. And then the 2000s would give to Grohl, assuming that he continues to go the way he's going. And then Ozzy, Bono, Bruce, Billy Joel, Steven Tyler, Eddie Van Halen, Gene Simmons. There's so many people that are under there, bubbling, who've done a great job. Nobody even mentioned Bruce. Clapton was mentioned a couple times, Bono a couple times. So that would cover the decades, give some salutes to some people as the greatest living rock star. And, of course, then I would just have to top it off with, of course, the biggest of these is McCartney. I don't see how you argue it. And that ends our discussion.
Oh, okay.
That was a lot of fun.
Roger's done.
And Kanye West is nowhere near. And that's the way it should be.